KP9ML, I was listening.
This is W8ML. This is W8ML.
Attention, the American Radio Relay League news will start in 10 minutes. Attention, the American Radio Relay League news will start in 5 minutes. The American Radio Relay League news will start now.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 31st, 2025. Amateur radio operators from across the country and even from around the world flocked to Florida in February for the annual Orlando Hamcation, one of the largest and most anticipated hamfest in the country. Hamcation includes all of the popular mainstays of a full-feature convention, including exhibits and vendors, swaps, tailgate, and food. A full slate of forums will cover emergency communications, outreach to younger audiences, teens and college students, and high-tech topics like software-defined radio, remote operating, antenna design, and the fascinating world of Pico balloons and tiny transmitters. This year's Hamcation will also host the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. This highlights the region's most active amateur radio community and member volunteers from Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. ARRL representatives, including ARRL Southeastern Division Director Mickey Baker, N4MB, and Vice Director Andy Mazzulli, KK4LWR, will be in attendance, along with First Vice President Kristen McIntyre, K6WX, and CEO David Mitzer, NA2AA. It's a great opportunity to engage with some of the key voices in the world of amateur radio and to find out ways that you can volunteer and extend your support for ARRL. For those eager to get hands-on experience, attendees will be able to operate special event station W1AW/4 throughout Hamcation, so be sure to carry a copy of your amateur radio license with you. There will also be satellite operating demonstrations organized by ARRL members Sloan Davis, N3UPS, and Tom Gaines, KV5FHK. A helpful addition for navigating the sprawling event is the ARRL Events app, which is free to download for both Apple and Android devices. The app will help you find and schedule forums, track prize drawings, and locate all of the vendors. It's a great way to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Visit your app store to download the app and search ARRL Events. Orlando Hamcation is February 7th through the 9th, 2025, at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park in Orlando.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
Orlando, Florida, or online at www.hamcation.com. The first field session of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology reached 9 New York City area educators, but the ripple effects will reach thousands of students. The session was held at the Staten Island Technical High School, home of a thriving and active amateur radio club. It was led in part by Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, an educator at the school and a TI graduate. In August of 2024, 49 of Enriquez's students earned their licenses. All 9 teachers came away with their amateur radio licenses if they didn't have one already, and the training, knowledge, and excitement to integrate amateur radio into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematic lessons. ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, says the results seen in hundreds of classrooms across the country speak for themselves. Amateur radio is a great platform upon which students can learn and experiment with STEM areas of instruction, said Goodgame. It allows students to participate in hands-on activities that give meaningful connections to lessons that would normally be abstract in the classroom. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donations to the ARR Education and Technology Fund. No member dues go towards the program. The success that teachers across America are seeing is the result of hundreds of donors trusting ARRL to invest in the future of the hobby through educating and inspiring the next generation of hands. The program is free to educators. Many of these success stories are highlighted in the Radio Waves publication. Radio Waves aims to showcase how educators and licensed class instructors are getting their students and local communities involved in ham radio. Editions may be read online, or members can sign up for a free email delivery. We're seeing the results of the work we put into this program. Young people are getting inspired, licensed, and active in amateur radio, said Goodgame. The time we commit to this will pay dividends to the hobby for generations to come. Other sessions are planned for Texas and Southeast during 2025. Interested educators can apply as well. Learn more at www.arrl.org/TI. Ford Silver N0AX dropped us a line about the NCJ North American CW Sprint on February 2nd, 2025. Imagine a weekend without a single full-bore pro football game. No more pregame jabber hours, no amazing on-screen graphics and gadgets, no breathless halftime reports or injury updates. What is a right-thinking person to do? Well, how about the CW Sprint? The NCJ...
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
What is a right-thinking person to do? Well, how about the CW Sprint? The NCJ North American CW Sprint runs on Saturday evening, February 2nd, 2025, from 0000 to 0359 UTC, or as they say on TV, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Logs are due on February 9th, and complete rules and regulations are available at their website. Teams of up to 5 persons can be registered on the contest website at any time, right up to the start of the contest. So let the funny names begin to flow. While the only multipliers are NA countries, U.S. states, and Canadian provinces, contacts from anywhere count for QSO points. There are lots of opportunities for DX friends around the world to make a few QSOs and set a record for their country. And as a reminder, the March Ready Sprint is March 9th. Thanks, Ward, for the information. Paul Zerbinski, W9KHO, an employee of Ham Radio Outlet in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, received a certificate of honor from HRO President Robert Ferraro, W6KR, for 60 years as an amateur radio operator. This is just the second time that award has been presented. Zerbinski's history in radio dates back to 1964. After being honorably discharged from the United States Air Force, he began working for High Gain Electronics in Lincoln, Nebraska in 1967. Then he began working at the Amateur Electronics Supply in Milwaukee. In 2016, when AERS became HRO, he became the most senior sales associate, and he continues to work at the HRO Milwaukee store today. ARRO Wisconsin Assistant Section Manager Tom Chehea, KG9EE, extended his best wishes to Zabrinsky. Congratulations, Paul, for your dedication to the amateur radio hobby and to the amateur radio industry. Some changes in the ARRL Utah section to report. Brett Pruitt, K7BDP, has been named the new section manager of the ARRL Utah section. He has previously served as the section emergency coordinator and has been active in leadership of his local amateur radio emergency service ARES group. Pruitt has been instrumental in expanding the use of ARDEN networks within Utah. He was appointed to the role effective February 1st, 2025. That change comes as current section manager Pat Malin, N7PAT, resigned from the role for health reasons. Malin has served in that role since 2021. President George Washington's 293rd birthday will be celebrated by the Mount Vernon Amateur Radio Club, MVARC, K4US, in Alexandria, Virginia.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
Vernon Amateur Radio Club, MVARC, K4US, in Alexandria, Virginia, on February 15, 2025, from 1500 Zulu to 2000 Zulu, and on February 16th, from 1500 Zulu to 1600 Zulu. Club members will be operating from the Mount Vernon Greenhouse on the original grounds of the former plantation of George Washington and his wife, Martha. Frequencies include 7.042, 7.242, 14.042, and 14.242 megahertz. QSL cards and additional information are available by contacting the MVARC website. Shanghai Coast radio station XSG will host a global amateur radio special event on February 12th to 13th, 2025. Using its standard call sign XSG, the station will celebrate its 120th anniversary and World Radio Day. Established in 1905, Shanghai Coast radio station has used the call sign XSG continuously and, apart from the Global Maritime Distress and Safety System, has maintained Morse code telegraph services, preserving its historic significance and operational excellence. The event operation schedule will be from 0000 UTC on February 12th to 2400 UTC on February 13th. All contacts with XSG will be cross-band contacts, and XSG will operate on its authorized frequencies outside of the amateur radio bands. XSG transmission and receive frequencies can be found at ARRL.org in our newsfeed, as well as information on receiving a QSO calling card. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT's Fox Plus will have a critical design review, or CDR, towards late May, according to Mike, K4MVM, AMSAT Fox Plus systems engineer. And launch of the newly designed one-year CubeSat is planned for late 2025. Also working on this project are Andrew, KA3WDW, the mechanical instructional engineer, Cliff, KE8JAE, and Will, working on software, Leandra, AF1R, an electrical engineer, and working on hardware, and Patrick, KB8DGC, a system engineer, and PacSat liaison. We will have more information about the satellite, the planned frequencies, and the date of launch.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.
We will have more information about the satellite, the planned frequencies, and the date of launch as we get closer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contest opportunities. January 31st, the UKEICC 80-meter contest. That's CW. February 1st and 2nd, a load of contests here. The LABRERS Digi Contest. That's digital. The VHF-UHF Vermont QSO Party, CW Digital and Phone. Also on February 1st and 2nd, the 1010 International Winter Contest, single sideband. That's phone, of course. February 1st and 2nd, the European Union DX Contest, CW and Phone. the F9AA Cup, that's CW, February 1st and 2nd as well, Mexico RTTY International Contest, digital, the Minnesota QSO Party, CW and phone and digital, the FYBO Winter QRP Sprint, CW phone and digital, February 1st and 2nd, the AGCW Street Key Party, CW, and on February 2nd as well, the British Columbia QSO Party, that is CW and phone. Also on February 2nd, it's the North American Sprint, that is CW. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, February 7th through the 9th, the Orlando Hamcation hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. That's in Orlando, Florida. On February 8th, it's the Hendricks County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention in Danville, Indiana. February 14th through the 15th, the Yuma Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. And on February 22nd, HamCon hosting the ARRL Vermont State Convention. That's in Colchester, Vermont. And don't forget to search the ARRL HamFest calendar and convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to Clay County Aries in Clay County, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at
American Radio Relay League News will continue in 20 seconds.
If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.
This completes the American Radio Relay League News transmission. The system is now available for use.
KJ7UCH standing by for the net.
QST, calling all radio amateurs, QRV for the Tuesday night Parker City 220 net. I'm your net control for this evening's net, Tuesday, February 4th, had to say for a second, 2025. Yeah, my call is K5VOM, Kilo 5, Victor Oscar Mike. The name is Dan, December Alpha November. All Athens Radio amateurs are welcome and encouraged to participate in tonight's net. I hope everyone listening will take time to check in. This net meets every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. The net is broadcast on the 223-30-224-90 repeater system located in Randolph County and East Central Indiana and connected to the Northwest Montana Repeater Group. The purpose of this net is primarily to promote 220 activity in general on all the link systems, as well as provides a regular meeting place and time for all that participate every Tuesday night. This net will be a directed net, which means all participants must be recognized by net control. The net will also be for the general discussion of amateur radio-related topics and not formal traffic handling. All input, opinions, or suggestions is always appreciated and can be emailed to dan@k5vom.com. During your check-in this evening, you're encouraged to make comments, ask questions, add anything to the discussion you'd like to do. Just please do so during the general check-in portion or the roll call. If you are checking in a short time, we just log you in and go on to the next, and we appreciate the check-in. You're always welcome to stick around and make a recheck at the end. All right, with that out of the way, we will start tonight's head, as always, with short time check-ins. Come now, K5, VOA, Megatron.
Oscar.
Hello, Bravo 9, Juliet, Sierra, Lima, Clarence, and Dunreed. Good evening, Dan. KG5, LRS, evening time, Dan.
Whiskey Sierra 5, Golf Papa Alpha, West Wolf City, in and out, Dan.
K9WKG, just in and out. Thanks, Dan.
Here is Whiskey Delta 9, Golf, Whiskey Bank, Bob from Newcastle, Indiana, in and out.
KJ7, UCH, John, Kalispell.
Okay, you got it, yeah. Short time, Dan. Live, myself, a whiskey, and a
Raleigh. Good day. 59,
Short time,
okay. Thanks for
updating. Whiskey 8, Lima Whiskey Golf, W8LWG, Luke DeWad Jack, Michigan. 7-3 is beyond it.
Okay, 85 DGN.
NHAFS, Big Fork, short time.
All right, everybody hold up right there. Hold up right there. A lot of doubles, a lot of doubles. So everybody please stand by so that we can make sure we get you accounted for there. I'll read off what I got, and I missed... actually, quite a few, unfortunately. So we will, let's see, I'm trying to open up another page here to make sure I can watch what's going on here. Okay, I copied KB9JSL, Clarence in Dunreath, Indiana. KB8, I got a KB8CH, but I missed the call. Can you give me that again? I didn't recognize it there. Come again, please. Well, evidently I didn't get enough for you to recognize either, so we'll get to you in a minute. KG5LRS, Jerry in Quinlan, Texas, good evening. Good to hear you. I wondered where you've been there, Jerry, and a couple people asking about you there, so glad to hear you back in there. KWS5GPA, Wes in Wolf City, got you. K9WKJ, Wayne, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, thank you. WD9GWM, Bob in Newcastle, Indiana, got you. KJ7UCH, Don, Kalispell, Montana, got you. KD5BGN, Steve in Quinlan, Texas, copied that. And W8LWG, Luke, Walchak, Michigan. And the birthday girl, NHAFS, Linda, happy birthday. Hope everybody out there wishes her a happy birthday tonight. Let's see. That's all I got. And we will stand by here. And let me first just ask for those that I missed that did try. Everybody else that has not tried yet, just hang on. Let me at least clear the ones that did try so there won't be so many doubles. So K5VOM, those that tried last time and I didn't copy, please come again.
Kilo 7 Alpha Juliet Oscar, Ben Big Fork.
November
5, Mike Alpha Whiskey.
Baker 5, Whiskey, November 5.
Echo Romeo Bravo.
Kilo India 5, Victor Papa Sierra, Dominic Gringle.
KG6CCH. Livonia, Texas.
OK, Okay, everybody hold up right there. Hold up. Let me clear these because I missed a couple calls here, and I want to get them before we get too far down the road here. KK7AO or AJO, Ben, got you. Thank you. And then I missed the KB9. Was that JSN? Did I get you there, Gene? Was it you, or did I miss the call here? Okay, I got you that time there, Gene. You have got something going on with your radio. That's why I've missed you every time. I kind of sort of recognize your voice. Boy, it's distorted and sounds like you're way off frequency or something. I don't know. It's strange sounding. But we did get you. Thank you for that. N5MAW, Mike, Rowlett, Texas, got you. WB5WNF, Robbie, got you. KB9ERB, Glenda, Muncie, Indiana, copied you. Thank you. KI5BPS, Dominic, Greenville, Texas. And then I got a 6CCH, I believe. I believe a 6CCH, and I thought I heard San Antonio, Texas. But give me a correction on all that, please.
Is KJ6CCH, Livonia, Texas.
Right, KJ6CCH in Latonia, Texas. They're all right. Well, you're coming through the Greenville repeater, so you've got to be in Latonia. I've heard of it, but I'm not sure exactly where it's located. But thank you for that check-in. What's your name there? I think you're a first-time check-in, aren't you? The KJ6CCH, could you give me the name there, please? I got Latonia, Texas, but what's the name there?
My name is Roberto. I am in Latonia, Texas. It's Norris.
Okay, copy that, Roberto. Gracias for the check-in there, and we are here every Tuesday night, so don't be a stranger, come back again, and you're into the Greenville repeater, it sounds like, so thank you for that, and NET meets here every Tuesday at 8 o'clock local time, and then we are also, we have the ARRL News Bulletin just before the net at 7:30. So thanks for the check-in. First time check-in there. Come back and see us. All right. I think that's the list I got so far. Let me open it back up. We're still on short time check-ins. K5VU, and one more call here for short timers.
Kilo 8, Echo Golf, Ohio.
Kilo Lima Golf. WD9 IQ. All right, copy. K8EG, Joel, got you in Greenville, Texas. Greenville, Ohio. Thank you. Good to hear you there, Joel. I've heard you for a while. W7KLG, got you. I don't recognize the call there. Are you a first time check-in, or am I just messing up there?
No, I've checked in here quite a bit, Danny. I'm up here, you know, near Kalispell, Neil, and everybody. So just checking in before we have a Harry's check-in later after this at 9 o'clock. So always good check-in with you guys, too. Thanks for running that.
Okay, maybe I got the call correct tonight and normally I have it wrong or something, but yeah, I got you there. Thank you. WD9IQV, Charlie, sounds like you were getting in and out while the getting was good there. quite a long list here tonight. So thanks for that. Good to hear you. And one last call, short timers, and we'll get right to the roll call. K5-DOM, net control.
Hello, Kilo 7, Sierra Delta Hotel on Big Fork Repeater, 220.
Okay, KK7 SDH as opposed to SD. gets you guys confused sometimes, but because Ethan checks in a little bit more. But gotcha, and thanks for that. So appreciate the check-in. All right, we're going to get to the roll call. I want to just drag my feet one more time to make sure I didn't miss anybody on short time list there. I'm going to stand by one short time here, and then we'll go on.
WBHGRS, Dan, I'm going to check in short time. Happy birthday to Linda in 8JFS.
Okay, Steve. Well, we got you in short time, and well, you're going to be... It's terrible that you checked in short time because you were number one call tonight, so on the list. So, wouldn't you know, but okay, we'll go with that. Anyway, got you checked in. All right, we're going to start the roll call. This is our roll. These are the folks that we check in every week, and we sure appreciate them. And, of course, a lot of them already checked in a short time, but most of the ones you're going to hear at first are going to be tied for first place, four out of four for the year, and there's probably 20 or so that's tied for first place. So first tonight is WB5KJE Robert in Celeste, Texas. All right. I don't know if he's working tonight or not, but hopefully he'll be along. KC4ZYC Howard in Orlando, Florida. Okay. All you people are going to have to be my witness because they're going to say that I forgot to call them. Let's see. Okay, up next is, well, it would be Robbie, WB5WNF. He checked in a short time. That takes us to Jacob. I don't think he checked in a short time. KG5UFR, Jacob, Farmers Branch, Texas. Nothing.
Mentioned the Farmers Branch, the sitting here at the work QTO snow here in Dallas. But it's a great week, great time to be alive and on ham radio. Singapore, I made contact with them a couple weeks, 2 weeks ago now, on 20 meters, and they confirmed today on Logbook of the World, or at least a couple days ago on Logbook of the World. So I'm pretty stoked about that, and that. That's pretty much the highlight here. I'll be out at Cooper Lake this weekend, probably trying to do a POTA. Be out there Friday, Saturday, and maybe even Sunday, so we'll see. But that's pretty much it here. So thanks for picking me up, and back to you, Dan. Thanks for having me. This is KG5, UFR.
Okay, Jacob. I almost doubled with you there, but I saw you on the big screen here, so let off. But appreciate the check-in there this evening, and fantastic on the run down there. And up next is going to be VI4PPJ10 in China. Well, I every time I try to get people a chance to be up at the top there, you know, it always throws everybody. Let's see, Wayne would have been next. He checked in already, so we will go to WAGNT, Bill, in Lebanon, Ohio.
WAGNT, wow, you kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't used to be called as early. Hello, everybody. WAGNT here. Not too much to add. I guess radio-wise, I just got my old radio fixed, my Yaesu FT-1000MP. It's been down for quite a while, but my buddy Jack, W, D8BFS helped me fix a diode. That was the problem. The front end was out, so it's back in action. So now that's kind of got me re-cleaning the shack up here. I got a mess, so we'll probably just kind of get ready for an upgrade for the spring and just kind of make it a little bit user friendly up here. Other than that, my new president's kicking butt out there. I hope you all appreciate the hard work out there. So back to you, Dan, WAGNT.
All right, Bill.
Fantastic. And let's see. I was on the 60 meters the other night for the first time with a real antenna, but got such high noise level, we'll have to try to work you there here for long. Let's see, WA9KEV, Larry in Yorktown, Indiana, up next.
That's the crew, WA9KEV. Everything going pretty smooth here. Had some nice, get a little ice, I think, here in about tomorrow night or the next morning, but we're kind of on the borderline, so maybe we won't get it. About all from here, 73WA9KEV.
Okay, fantastic there, Larry. Good to hear you. And thanks for the check-in. Let's see, how about W9HBH? Talked to him on 60 meters last night. Are you out there, Steve? Oh, gee, that's unusual, too. Let's see, KT5DVM, Kelly, Quinlan, Texas. Are you there?
KT5DVM, Kelly and Quinlan. Good evening, Dan and Annette. Things going good here. I started a new full-time position with a company that I've been contracting with off and on for the past 10 years. So I'm happily no longer having to drive to Dallas and fight that traffic every morning. Feel bad for you, Dan, because I know you struggle with the interstate traffic every morning, and I used to have to do that too, but now I don't. I just have to go to Crandall in the morning. So that's good. And I wanted to tell you that I feel bad about giving a hard time last week about my call sign. So I just thought maybe you had it written down wrong, but I was just going to tell you, just say those letters in whatever order you want to, and I don't care. And that's all I got for tonight. Everybody have a great evening.
Okay, fun business, Kelly. Bob, congratulations on the job, man. I tell you, it's just not having to drive to Dallas every day. That's like a raise, a big raise there, just by itself. So fantastic. And did I say your call wrong that time, man? If I did, I'm sorry. I know it's KT5DVM, but I not DMV, but I sometimes get tongue-tied there on it, but thanks for the check-in. And I heard W9HVH in there, late on the mic, but go ahead, Steve. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Dan. I was trying to come in through the All-Star Network. I guess it wasn't working tonight. Other than that, the nice song we did last night. And where we're located here, I don't have much of a noise level on 60. Near big power lines, about a mile and a half away. So other than that, everything's going good here.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Yeah, I unfortunately I checked mine right before I got on the air, and I have terrible noise. Terrible. I'm gonna have to do some experimenting over the weekend here, coming up. If I don't get to it at least by the weekend, I'll take it. Some time to figure out see if I can figure out what's going on. Let's see. Thanks for that there, and CMAW checked in, yep. And WD9WDS, Whittle Bell, or Three Forks, Montana.
Well, good evening, Dan, and everyone on the net. WD7WDS returning.
Yeah, what do we have? We had a pretty good snow event come in here. It was about Sunday afternoon. Pretty much lasted till late last night. Probably anywhere between 6 to 8, maybe 10 inches. Kind of depends on where you measure. And that was that was quite the snow. That's the most we've seen here in Three Forks. And I've only been out here a year, but talking to a couple locals, they're like, yeah, we haven't seen snow like this in probably 4 or 5 years. But it's been cold. Currently 2 degrees. The high was only 4, and the low was 1. So we've just been hovering here around that zero mark. But tomorrow's supposed to be in the 20s, and supposed to be a little bit more, a little bit warmer during the day the rest of the week. But low is still right here around 0. But radio-wise, still got to get the new antenna on the Jeep, but I've been working on rewriting my scanner programming. And, of course, there's no good source for that stuff, so I'm scouring the FCC. Some of them I'm just going to have to go sit on site and see what's the input and the output, but I can kind of tell what's repeaters and what's not. So, anyways, good to hear everyone. Thanks for calling that, and hope everyone has a good rest of their week. Stay warm where it's cold, and stay cool where it's warm. K5VLM in the net, this is WD7WDS.
Okay, well, fantastic. Tell you all, most of the scanner stuff, if you're not on amateur, it's pretty much almost a bygone thing with all of the T25 there. Anyway, let's see. Up next is W7EFL, Ed in Kalispell, Montana.
Hey, good evening, Dan, and the net, W7EFL. Well, like Will was saying, it's been kind of chilly up here. We didn't get as much snow as he did, though. We're only maybe a couple of 3 inches. But woke up this morning to a power outage. The house was running on the generator, and it was kind of cool. Outside was -1 Fahrenheit, and it got all the way up to 4 degrees today. Wow. Almost time to bask in the sun. That's about it here. I didn't really do anything today except bring up firewood, feed the stove, and try and keep warm. So W7EFL73.
Well, you got some generator payback there, so fantastic. Don't know how long your power was out, but that's always nice to have that. Let's see. How about NE7AL, Neil, Big Fork, Montana.
Well, good evening, Danny and the net. Everybody on the net, NE7AL, checking in on 220. And speaking of 220, Larry, KK7LOX, geez, he was up north of Whitefish on his handheld in the vehicle on 220, getting in just fine. Unbelievable, man. 220 is really, really working good up here. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how well it's working. And it was fun talking with you and Steve on 60 meters last night. That was kind of cool. And, you know, Ed, we got a little more snow than you, probably 3 or 4 inches so far, and 4 degrees. And Linda says, thanks, Dan and Steve, for the happy birthday wishes. So other than that, we're just putting log on the fire, eating a pizza, and kicking back and taking it easy. Long winter's nap. K5VOM, evening to you and everybody on the net, NE7AL.
Yeah, okay, Neil. And, wow, I didn't realize you guys were getting the snow and the cold and all that. And yeah, well, enjoy it. We're not too far away from spring here. Let's see. Up next, N7VRL, Vicki in Council, Montana.
good evening, Danny and the Net. This is N7VRL. Yeah, as Ed said, it's cold and just a little bit windy too. So a lot of the snow, it's kind of like a powdery snow, gets blown around a lot. But anyway, we were out of power for about an hour and a half, and boy, it really is nice to have the generator now. I'm really happy that we got that. Ed pointed out this morning, he goes, yeah, if we didn't have the generator, we'd be huddled by the stove and worried about the water and worried about not being able to cook breakfast and all that kind of stuff, but not a problem, so it's really nice. Anyway, that's about all I have. Oh, by the way, Linda, happy birthday from Ed and I. Thanks for doing the net, Danny, N7VRL.
Okay, Vicki. Yeah, I've been wanting to get a big generator here at the house, and yeah, I can just imagine how good that felt. of course, we don't have that extremes usually to have even that cold and all that, but it'd still be nice to have. Let's see. Up next, N5HB Devlin in Caddo Mills, Texas. Well, nothing from Devlin. Hope he'll be along, too. How about KI7, KJ7YDC, Sunny in Kalispell, Montana?
Yeah, this is KJ7YDC here in Kalispell. And Ed, Vicki, and Neil talked about the weather, so I won't repeat that. They had a very accurate summation of all that, but needless to say, I just huddled by the stove and just kept warm as best I could all day till Missy got home, and now she's upstairs on a call, and I'm down here talking with you, so everything's good. I'm getting ready to go see my kids on Thursday. I'm going to see them for a week while Missy goes to Vegas to a conference, and her and her mom. And they're looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to going and being with my two boys. So with all that being said, I don't have much else to add to it. So I'll say 73s to everybody, and thanks for doing the net, Dan. KJ7DC, back to you.
Okay, Sonny. Well, enjoy the visit there with them, and keep warm. Sounds like that may be a challenge, sir. KI5UTI, Jeff in Frisco, Texas.
Because I thought you almost said my call sign right before his. What's new? Well, let's see. Working on new songs, you know, just doing that normal thing, planning a couple of trips, going to Georgia next month, hang out with a young lady named Amanda Bryant, if that name sounds familiar. She's on the Moonshiner Show. I'm going to learn that craft. I thought it'd be fun to take a little mini vacation and hang out there at one of her classes. Going to next month also, got front row tickets for me and the band to hang out and watch Cheap Trick here in Dallas because they're one of our favorite bands. And let's see. And ham-wise, I haven't done a lot. Keep bumming my drummer neighbor across the street for when he's not going to be home so I can try launching that antenna over the roof. Yes, with that weight. I know, Dan, you said use a tennis ball, but I don't have that, so... I'm waiting for him to move his truck, and we'll launch it and see if that works out for me, you know, just the fun of learning this craft. But that's about it for now. It's great to hear everybody, and I guess that's it. Yeah, 73s to everybody, KF5UTI. I'm out for now.
All right. Fantastic. There on the rundown, and... I was trying to remember who was with Cheap Trick, but there's a couple other bands kind of halfway decent there to see that I hadn't heard for a long time. But anyway, cool deal there, Jeff. I mean, yeah, Jeff. Almost, oh, messed up the call, or name there. Let's see, up next is Austin, KDU, in Climax, North Carolina.
KDU, how's it going, Dan in the net? We had some beautiful weather out here today. It was a 70-degree day out in February, so that's always exciting, and looks like we got another great week upcoming with good sunny weather and nice little bit of heat in early February, a little bit of taste of early summer maybe. Not much going on here. I did something fun this past Saturday. I did my second USPSA match. It's a type of gun competition. So looking to do more of those. It's quite fun and get more of a muscle memory type of practice. So looking to do more of those. But back to you, Dan, KD8, KDU.
Okay, fun business there, Austin. Good to hear you there this evening from North Carolina. And appreciate the check-in. Let's see, up next tonight is KD8 GIL, Joe, and Huber Heights, Ohio.
Hey there, Dan. Good evening out there. Good evening, everybody out there tonight. We got up to 51 degrees today, and right now it's about 31 degrees. And they're talking about maybe some freezing rain tomorrow evening. Don't like that. So what they're talking about. So don't know how much we're going to get or what yet. So see what happens on that. I don't like that freezing rain. It's hard to drive around. And everything here. So, most of the snow that we had last month is gone. The only big piles of it is where the shopping centers are. There's still big piles of it there. But most of it around here on the grassy areas and on the roofs are all gone and everything there. So, anyway, Kilo Delta 8 Golf, Indy Lima, back in the controller. Get you next week there. 73.
Okay, Joe, fine business there. Well, hopefully you won't get too much ice. That's always hard on the antennas. But thanks for the check-in there this evening. Up next, KC9CWB, Dale in Muncie, Indiana.
Hello, Dan, and everybody on the net tonight. Well, I worked on a light fixture today. It's one of those circuline fluorescent bulbs. The 8-inch one, 8-inch size, and I determined the ballast was bad, and Menards, they sell a replacement that's LED, and you can either use your existing ballast or just bypass the ballast and do direct wire. So I did the direct wire, and it worked fine, and it's got a little switch to select four different light temperature colors. So I thought that was pretty neat. And that's all for my way. K5VOM, this is KC9CWB.
All right, Dale. Well, yeah, those LED lights are pretty neat until you get certain ones of them close to HF, and man, then you sometimes are not so neat. But there's switchboard supplies in them there. Anyway, glad you got it fixed. Let's see. Thanks for the check-in. And up next is KB9NPU, Dick in Muncie, Indiana.
K5VOM in the net, KB9NPU. Good evening, Dan. Good evening to the group out there tonight. Well, I've had a quiet day around here for the most part. Didn't make it to breakfast this morning with the breakfast ham group. That's always entertaining. So that was kind of the highlight of the day. rest day's been kind of slow because I'm out of reading material, so I've listened to broadcast radio today and learned a lot of things that I didn't really need to know, I guess. Kind of got bored with that, but anyhow, just want to stop in tonight and give everyone for the check-in. Take the opportunity to say happy birthday to Linda, coming from the the east central side of Indiana. I think she's up there in Montana, if I got the message right. Anyhow, don't have much else there, Dan. We'll say 7-3 to you and everyone else out there tonight. Hope everyone has a good week. Oh, by the way, we had a high temperature today of 45 degrees. But yesterday it was 67 degrees, so we broke the record yesterday for a record high temperature. Just wish you'd come back. K5VOM in the net, KB9NTU.
Okay, my name is Sir Dick, and I think we broke the record there, maybe two. I'm not sure. We were up in the 80s yesterday, so it's pretty nice. And then of course today it cooled back down a little bit later in the afternoon. Got up this morning and it was, I think it was somewhere around 67 or so. And so that felt really nice walking out, but it didn't cool down a little later in this afternoon a little bit. Okay, thanks for the check-in. Up next is KC5AFH, John, Little Elm, Texas.
Hey, good evening, Dan and the net. We're doing all right over here in Little Elm. It's kind of warmed up there for the weekend and yesterday, and then kind of got kind of chilly out there today. Got out of work and had to put my jacket back on. And then I see it's going to be back up to 80 again here in a day or two. So kind of that roller coaster time of year. I did manage to get out in the yard over the weekend and built me a 30-meter antenna and got that put up and been making a few contacts on 30 meters. So happy with that. And got a little more wire left over, so maybe we can build a few more antennas and try out some different configurations. So looking forward to that. Anyway, that's about all I got, and I'll turn it back to you. K5VOM, KC5AX, 73.
Okay, John. Well, see. 30 meters is 10 megs. You should have just, if you had a little wire, you should have put up a 60 meter, and then it would have probably infed, and it would have tuned on 30, and bam, you'd have been set for both. Anyway, let's see. Thanks for the check-in. Appreciate that. And up next is KB8, DKK, Jamie, in Lebanon, Ohio.
KB8DKK, this is Jamie in Lebanon, Ohio. Things are going pretty good here. I've just been working on cleaning out my desk and cleaning out some files. And then I just wanted to say happy birthday to Linda and 8JFS. And that's all I have. KB8DKK.
All right, Jamie. I was thinking, Bill, you better say happy birthday there, but he got away before he did, but well, he'll probably pay for that. Let's see, up next is K9TKO, Steve in Muncie, Indiana.
K5VOM in the group, K9TKO, good evening all. And a happy birthday to Linda, JFS. Hope she's enjoying the day. And it got a bit, upper 70s today, so it's been nice here and that kind of thing. And got some antennas up today. We'll try to get the rest of the station up. Anyway, we'll send it back to you. Have a good one. Thanks for doing the net, Dan. K5VOM, this is K9TKO.
Okay. What did you say the temperature was down there? What was the temperature down there in Florida today? What was it yesterday and today? Because we set a record here yesterday. I figured you guys were pretty warm down there, too. Probably a little better than the snow. But what'd you get up to?
It was the upper 70s, about 77 today, and yesterday was nice, but I don't remember what it was. That's at least here in the Western Panhandle in Pensacola.
Okay, Steve. Well, yeah, we were actually a little warmer than you were there yesterday, so... Anyway, pretty close, though. All right. Thanks for the check-in. Good to hear you there this evening. Next, did Chris check in short time? I think he might have, but I want to make sure I don't leave him out. I don't see him on here. K9CJC, Chris, Muncie, Indiana.
He's on through.
Well, for some reason, I'm not finding that I logged him in. I'll be darned. I wonder if... that's strange. I guess I missed logging him for some reason. But anyway, all right. Let's see. That puts us to 86DYR, Bob in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Good evening, Dan, and everyone in the net. This is KD6DYR, Bob in Prescott Valley, Arizona. And, we had a high of 77 here yesterday. So, pretty nice. But today did not repeat. And the wind came up, so we only hit 69 here today. But, it was nice to get a little break from that super cold that we had going on there for a little while. So anyway, we saw one day there in the morning it was 10 degrees, so that was pretty chilly. Not like some places around the world there, toward Montana and that kind of thing. I'm sure they were experiencing much worse. Anyway, with that, back over to you, K5VOM. Take it away from KD6DYR, 73-all.
Okay, fine business, sir, Bob. Good to hear you there this evening. And you guys always get colder in the winter, and I think that it just seems like Arizona shouldn't be that cold, but I guess it obvious. I mean, I guess it's far enough in the northern part of the... latitude there it does, but anyway. Let's see. Up next is K5, KOB, Philip in Wells Point, Texas.
This is Kilo 5, Kilo Oscar Bravo, K5, KOB. Howdy, everybody. And we don't know what this snow stuff is that they're speaking of up north there, but... we're dealing with the hay fever and such down here, so you guys take it easy out there. This is K5, KOB.
Well, unfortunately, we kind of knew what it was a few weeks ago, though. But anyway, good to hear you there, Philip. Thanks for the check-in there this evening. And we don't know what 4 degrees feels like, though, down here. I don't think I've felt that here since I've been here. I think the lowest we had was around 9 or 10, and that was that big deep freeze. Let's see. Up next, WB8SQS, Ken, Fulton, Missouri. Let's see, KE7MT, Michael, up in Three Forks, Montana.
Hey, good evening, Dan and Annette. KEMG here. Actually, it's Moorcroft, Wyoming. I think you misread one of the lines there on your list. But anyway, that's okay. I'm just inside playing on my computer, staying warm. Yesterday we had a lot of single-digit temperature and wind blowing snow, and Interstate 90 was nasty, so yeah, it was a good day to stay inside. And still getting parts together for my new computer build. Yesterday my AMD Ryzen 7 microprocessor came in, so I'm very happy. So yeah, my lots of check marks on my list. I'm not going to be able to do much more with it until later in the summer, but everything is coming together. And otherwise, besides just staying home and warm, my wife is doing okay. We got an appointment in a couple of days to figure out what we're going to do for treatment and go from there. Everything is quiet. The dogs are sleeping. Dinner has been eaten, so it's just time to relax. Back to you, K5VOM and the net, KE7MD.
Okay, fun business there, Michael. Well, it's always fun to get a new computer, and they're kind of like repeaters. They never work as well than they do the first day, you know? Anyway, thanks for the check-in there, and yeah, I was looking at the wrong line there. But I got you in the right location. Up next is KK7SDF, Ethan. Are you out there? How about KK7LOX, Larry, Trigo, Montana? We got Paul and SDH, got him. Let's see, that puts us to, I believe we're at the end of the list. We are at the end of the list for the roll call. We're going to open it up and let everybody that thinks they got missed on the roll that happened to be up first and just wasn't here in time, check in now. General check-in portion of the net here. So if you have not checked in, now is your time. K5 Elam, net control.
November 5, Hotel Bravo.
November 2, Hotel.
All right, picked up 2. Got N5HB and N2HH. So let me go to Devlin first, and then we'll get you, Kent. N5HB, good evening. Go ahead. I called you way up top the list there tonight, Devlin. I was hoping you'd be along. And let's see. Seems like we've got something going on the club. Let's see. What's something with the... I think you probably got some date here for announcement here, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you call me, and I wasn't prepared for it. I turned around and grabbed my microphone, and actually screwed my radio up, so I had to get it all fixed. Figured I'd check back in here later. This week in the radio, I haven't been doing much. I have spent most of the day getting ready. We're going to be doing a testing session at the Gene Burton Academy in Rockwall. They got a new ham radio club over there, and we're going to test 4 of the students over there for techs tomorrow. Me and some of the guys at the Rockwall Club. And the only announcement I have is that not this Thursday, but next Thursday is a Skywarn training in Greenville, February 13th. And any of the local guys come on out there. We'll probably have the trailer set up showing it off. So this N5HB, back to that.
All right, where's the training? Did you say where the training was for Skywarn? Not this Thursday, but the Thursday after. Is it? Which location?
It's going to be at the Civic Center over there on Business 69, Molt Street over there by the old McDonald's.
Okay, same place it is quite often. Yeah, I figured it was, but I want to make sure everybody had the right place in case they wanted to show up there for a Skywarn here in Greenville, Texas area. Let's see. Thanks for the rundown there, Dylan. And, sorry about I almost messed everybody up when I tried to get them up there at the top for a few times. It throws everybody. Let's see. Up next is N2HH with his node working finally again.
And missed my earlier check-in because just got back from our monthly amateur radio club meeting this evening. We've kind of changed our agenda around as the new presidents come in this in January, and we are now trying to shorten our business meeting and have an educational session afterwards. So that's much more appealing for me, but making the meeting run a little bit longer. Nothing really to report on the ham radio end. I had my 80-meter dipole come down in a ice storm a while back, and so I've got it back up and running. Haven't really had much time to actually get on the air, so nothing much to report. Good to hear people on, and it's good to be on. K5BUN, this is N2HH.
Okay, Kent, fine business. Well, Linda checked in earlier, too, by the way, just in case you missed her. And we've been putting playing around on 60 meters. It's channelized, you know, five channels up there, so it's kind of cool propagation, actually. But anyway, so there you go. Thanks for getting the node fixed and checking in there tonight. Let's see. All right. I think that's the list so far, so let me go ahead and open it back up. General check-ins. We'll take any and all. K5U, I'm next. Control. Well, I guess we've got about most everybody in. Looks like looks like we've got about, let's see, 52. We're up 52 check-ins tonight, so that's doing pretty good. That's the highest it's been for this year so far. So picking back up just a little bit. And we're getting ready to running just a little bit behind on the drawing giveaway, the contest there for this year. I was hoping to have it tonight, but we're still probably at least 2 weeks out before we next week we'll try to finalize the game plan and then maybe have the contest the week after or something along that line. You know, it's a kind of informal net, and it's an informal agenda there, too. So, at any rate, but we will do the contest and have the giveaway for all of those that participated last year and see who wins this year. Let's see. With that, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of stand by one more time, make sure we don't miss anybody for the net tonight, and we'll take rechecks as well. K5VUM, net control.
Yeah, Danny, you had somebody double with you there when you keyed down and you and M keyed together.
BI4, PVJ.
Okay, there's Tim. We called you. You're like the second one we called tonight there, Tim, and I figured you may not have gotten the radio turned on yet. BI4PPJ in China. Go ahead. Good evening.
It's been such a hassle to get through. Good evening. I can't talk today, but I get that word out anyway. It's a sunny day, and we have ushered in the year of the snake. It's a horoscope animal. Excuse me, animal here in China. But it's different from the horoscope in the West. The West is identified each month. Sorry, each month has its sign, a horoscopic sign. But here it's defined every year. So I was born in the year of the snake. Yeah, so anyway, that's the story. Back to you. Glad that you're still, that the net is still going. Anyway, take care. 73 BI4 PJ.
Okay, Jim. Fine business. Well, I'm the year of the rooster there, so there you go. And you were way up at the top of the list. I knew when I called you. I said he's not going to be there, but glad you made it in there finally. So thanks for that, and appreciate the check in, and good to hear you there this evening. And happy New Year to you, I guess. Let's see. All right, we're ready. We're 1 hour in, and sounds like we're at the end of the net. So we're gonna go ahead and wind things down here. We're gonna stand by one last time here, make sure I don't miss anybody. K5 viewing, net control.
KB9 MTU reset.
Yeah, go to TJ, recheck.
Okay, got two there on the rechecks. Copy that, KB9 NTU, and Tim. Go ahead, KB9 NTU up first, and then we'll get to you, Tim.
Just a quick word to satisfy your curiosity. When you called Chris, you just thought you had him, but he's busy out cruising the Caribbean right now. He's been gone for 2 weeks, so he should be back in the loop maybe next week. Just thought I'd satisfy your curiosity and let you know. KB9NTU back in that.
All right. Well, I thought I had overlooked him on the short time list because he's pretty consistently there. I didn't realize he was gone. He probably said that and I forgot. But appreciate that there, Dick, because I did wonder. I thought that I had missed logging him on the short time list there because there was a lot of doubles in there, and I thought, well, I just overlooked him there. Or he didn't recheck back in thinking he got in. But appreciate that. And Tim, go ahead there, BI4 PPJ.
Yeah, I apologize. I grabbed the wrong mic. There are two of them there on my desk. So I grabbed the wrong one. So that's the first time. Then the second time I'm not too sure. I caught and you would just missed
that. Anyway, okay.
BI4 PPJ from China.
Okay, fantastic. I think everybody's done that time or two, if they were willing to admit it. But I think we've all done that. And it's funny almost. Not when it happens, but it is when you think about it. All right, now let's see. Thanks for that. And all right, last call here. K5UM, net control.
5UTI, recheck.
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead. KI5UTI.
Maybe someone on here, but I was just curious if there's any cool, like, ham events or anything coming up in, I'm in Frisco, Texas, but just kind of curious if there's anything coming up. I haven't really tuned into any of the regional things or looked at any of the websites, and just thought I'd ask. That's all. Just kind of curious. KI5UTI out.
Well, we have the next one is the You Betcha Bingo Hall Hamfest in Irving, and I, for the life of me, can't remember what date that is. Steve, are you still out there listening, GRS?
Yep, it's March the 1st. It's the Irving Hamfest, like Dan said, You Betcha Bingo Hall over in Irving. That's going to be the next one that's